fiery horse at the speed of light, a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for justice in the early days of the Western United States. His great strength and courage were always at the service of anyone who needed help, and he lived to see law and order, peace and security established on the frontier. It was he, more than any other man, who made the winning of the West possible. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear, when adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old boy! We're heading north to Crystal River! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The sky in the east was just beginning to grow light when the slender figure of a young woman stole toward the humble adobe home of Pablo and Conchita Garcia. Clinging to the shadows, she paused before the door. In her arms was a blanketed bundle. Now it stirred and a faint cry escaped.
There, darling, don't cry. Don't cry. Mother will cry.
She bent to the ground, gently placed the baby against the wall close to the door, and...
You'll be happy, sweetie. These are good people. The padre himself has told me so, and someday I'll be back. Goodbye, my darling.
Pablo! Oh, you are the lazy good for nothing. Call me, it is time for work.
Oh, Diablo. All the time you say work, work, work. Work, she is only for mañana. Tomorrow, yes. Today, no. What is for breakfast, eh? Ah, tostado, tortilla. Buenos, Conchita.
Oh, you are the big...
Dios, what is that?
La hija, the baby. Come.
Santa Madre.
What do I have done here? Who have left this baby here?
Here is a note.
Let me have it. Exactly. It is wrote in the writing of the gringo. I cannot read it.
Perhaps the good padre will tell us what it says.
Si. Oh, but look. Look, no longer she cry. She like us, Conchita. She is happy, eh?
And she's most beautiful. But, Pablo, how you know?
How I know what, Conchita?
That she is a she.
How I know that she is a...
A month later, and far to the north, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding across the open prairie.
Look ahead there, Tonto.
Ah,
That's the kind of place I like to see. It's tiny, but it's well kept. Look, there's even a small garden and flowers planted in the yard.
It look heap nice.
The settlers are grand people, Kemosabe, but I'm afraid they don't give much attention to their homes.
Not right.
It isn't because they're careless or lazy. For the most part, I'd say it's simply because they feel that with the hardships of life and a new country to face, they haven't the energy to waste on minor things. I'm sure the day will come, though, when everyone will take the same pride in his home that the owner of this one does.
Maybe you're right.
That came from the cottage, Tonto. Come on,
get him out, Scout.
A woman.
In that trouble.
Yes.
You see a horse?
Two horses outside here.
Both of us. Hold on, Scout. Hold on.
Come on.
Fight!
What the...
Drop it!
No!
Pick up that knife, Tonto.
No, you don't. Oh, my hand.
You asked for
it. Mask.
What?
We heard you scream. Your face has been cut.
Oh, it's just a scratch.
These fellows did that?
Yes.
I see.
Wait,
you'll be attended to. Who are these fellows? What are they doing here?
Abby Winter sent them here. They were trying to force me to tell them anyhow, Abby sent them.
Abby Winters. Doesn't she own that big ranch the other side of town?
She does.
Is it true? Did Mrs. Winter send you here?
What about it, stranger?
I'll ask the questions.
Okay, you can't.
I'll take the consequences.
All right, then she did send us. Mister, when she finds out you butted in, you better make yourself scarce.
Did she tell you to threaten this girl with a knife?
She said to make her talk, and that was all we was doing. All we done was obey orders.
Yes, you obeyed her orders. You, the sheriff, the judge, everybody around here obeys her orders. She's rich, and she's got power. And there isn't one of you that wouldn't jump through a hoop if she gave the word. But you can go back and tell her for me. I'll die before she gets my child.
Ain't your young'un. Judge, give her a court order taking the kid away from you and letting her have it. If you don't tell what you've done with the kid, you're going to find yourself in jail.
Send me there.
You
wait. Now then, what's this about a court order and your child?
Well, I married Abby's son and she hated me for it. Yes, hated me. Just like she hated anything she thought might come between her and Bob. She's nothing but a jealous, hateful old woman.
Oh?
She didn't want a son. She wanted a slave. She never let him get away from her. He never had a chance to be independent. She never even paid him for managing the ranch. Just gave him his living. She was so afraid he'd leave her if he had money in his pocket.
He could have left anyhow.
With her whining about her health and getting old and being all alone in the world every time he mentioned it.
Don't pay no attention to her lies, mister.
Quiet. Where's your husband now?
Dead.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yes. Bob hadn't been gone a week before she made me leave the place. Started telling everybody how bad I was. But I wasn't fit to bring up my own daughter. She...
Please. Perhaps I can help you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cry.
Where's your daughter now?
I won't tell. I won't ever tell. She won't get my baby.
Why, you little fool. If you think you...
Shut up and get going.
What are you
going
to do?
We're calling on Abby Winters.
Well, wait a minute.
We'll find out what she has to say about this. Whether she knows about your way of making this girl talk. And if you have any objections, slap leather. I'd like the chance to shoot.
So that was the way of it, eh, stranger? How about it, boys? Masked fella telling the truth?
Well, we just done what you told us.
Told you to use a knife, eh?
You said we was to make her talk and you wouldn't ask questions how.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I recollect saying something of the sort, come to think of it.
What are you doing, Abby?
Just getting a piece of stove wood is all.
Oh.
Yep. Just a piece of stove wood. And I'm using that flame on you!
Oh.
And you!
Oh, quit it!
Take this and this! Get off of
me! No, 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 no!
Help the knife!
Oh.
That's a pink get
it out! Get
out of
my way, Spike! The door! The door!
One time!
Get all your horses and keep going! I've given the boys orders! Draw your ugly faces around here again, you'll be shot on sight, you polecat!
They move heap fast.
I'll have mace of them. I reckon there's more than one use for a hefty piece of stove wood. Using knives. There. Kind of ashamed to use that one for kindling to come in so handy.
I may have misjudged you.
Misjudged, ma'am?
I believed at first those men had simply done what you had told them. I see I was mistaken.
You was.
And perhaps Mary is mistaken about you also.
Don't mention that there hussy's name in this house.
But listen,
a
just...
A schemer, that's what she is. Knew I was well off. Made up to my boy till she turned his head and he was fool enough to get hitched to her. Turned my boy against his own mother.
She tells a different story.
She lied.
I haven't told you what she said.
She lied anyhow. She don't know nothing but lies. There's a scheme and plotting no good that found out I was a match for her. Don't need to tell me.
You can't blame her for wanting to keep her daughter.
A lot the young'un means to her. All she's thinking is being the only blood kin I got. Someday I'll be leaving the child while I got here. And then she figures to get her hands on it. Well, she won't.
I see there's no use talking with you.
You're a friend of hers, there ain't. You can go back and tell her I still got the court order saying the young'un belongs to me. She's holding out against the law and I can have her jailed any time I please.
Come, Tonto.
And before long, I will.
Before you act, think it over.
What we do now?
Tonto, remember the talk we had with our friend the Padre 2 weeks ago? Remember what he said about the young woman with a child that came to him and inquired about the people in his district?
Maybe that same girl.
I thought of that. I'll say nothing, however, until we make sure.
And we see Padre?
Right. To the mission, Kemosabe. Come on!
Get him out!
Padre!
My friend, I had not looked to see you again so soon. And you, Tonto. Buenos dias, amigos.
How?
Padre, I've returned because of something you told me when we were here last.
See?
You spoke of a young woman with a child. She asked you many questions.
And since that day, my friend, I have learned why she asked those questions.
Yes?
You will recall she inquired into the characters of those who lived near the mission.
I remember.
She did not ask whether they had wealth or position. She inquired only as to their characters. She did not state her purpose, and I, of course, did not insist upon an explanation.
I understand, Padre.
She seemed most interested when I spoke of Pablo and Conchita Garcia.
And they?
Are a young couple of my own race. A worthy and happy couple, amigo. Two young people with a love of life and truth. Humble. Not of great ambition, but of great heart.
Go on.
On the morning after, they found a child upon their door sill. This, you understand, I did not hear until after you and I had spoken, my friend. I have no doubt it was the child I saw with the young woman.
You would remember this woman?
Of a certainty.
Was she dark, very pretty, with large, clear brown eyes? Perhaps a little over 5 feet in height? And did she speak like a woman of education?
But you know her. It is the one, the very one.
Her name is Mary Dawson. Her married name was Winters, but she assumed her maiden name on the death of her husband.
You found her?
Not in the way you might imagine, Padre. This is not a usual case. She did not abandon the child. She desired only to conceal it from her husband's mother. There's hatred between Mary Dawson and the child's grandmother. The grandmother was about to take custody of the child.
I am sorry to hear this.
The grandmother, I'm sure, has no real cause to be bitter towards Mary Dawson. Mary, on the other hand, may have judged the grandmother too harshly.
My friend, when the passion of hatred is stirred, the reason grows muddy.
And the eyes are blinded.
You have something in mind?
I'd like to reconcile Mary Dawson with Abby Winters and restore the child to the home where it belongs.
A purpose worthy of you.
You'll tell me where Pablo and Conchita live?
Ah, that is the question I have feared.
Feared?
They are gone.
You mean they moved to a new home?
No, amigo. What has become of them, I cannot say. Neither can any other man, although the law itself has searched.
What could have happened?
Yesterday, Juan Cristobal was riding near the home of the Garcias. He heard shouts in the distance. He thought nothing of them. But later, a chance passerby stopping discovered the house torn up, evidence of a struggle. The reason, no one knows. But since that time, no one has seen either Pablo, Conchita, or the child.
Padre, they must be found.
If I can help...
You can. Everyone here is your friend. Everyone will do as you ask.
And I...
Spread the word. Have inquiries made everywhere. Someone somewhere must have seen them leave.
My friend, it shall be done.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story, the padre of the mission had only to make his request, and scores of loyal friends hastened to obey his wishes.
The padre is seeking Pablo Garcia and his wife, Conchita. If you hear of them, let the padre know. Adios.
Pablo Garcia, who have seen Pablo. The padre would have word of him.
The padre's looking for Garcia, boys. See that the word gets around.
The news was spread from house to house throughout the whole of that sparsely settled territory. And then on the third day, an elderly half-breed, bent and wrinkled with the weight of his years, hobbled into the mission's patio and asked for the padre.
Oh, it is you, Manuel. Where have you been? It has been many months since last I saw you here at our mission.
I tend the flocks of the Señor Cordova, padre.
Oh, yes, yes, I had heard that. I had forgotten. But there was something
I have been told you wish word of Pablo Garcia.
You have seen him?
Si, padre.
Amigo!
What is it?
Word of Pablo at last. Manuel, continue.
I see him 3 days past.
Yes?
That is Pablo and Conchita and the baby of which I have been told.
Where was this?
It is when they cross the Rio Cristal. They ride north. I see them, but they do not see me, senor.
Crystal River and heading north. I wonder...
But there is more.
Quickly, man.
There are with them 2 hombres, gringos.
Go on.
And Pablo, his hands, they are bound behind him.
A prisoner.
Right.
But Manuel, why have I not heard of this before?
I am a man of peace, padre. It is not my way to speak of what does not concern me. Only for you would I have told these.
And I am grateful, Manuel.
Tonto, the horses, we're riding.
Tonto, bring him.
Padre. Manuel has told us that Pablo was taken prisoner by 2 men, that they were seen heading north across Crystal River. That's the route to the district from which I just came, the district where Mary Dawson and Abby Winters live.
Amigo, you think...
That those men had a reason for choosing that route. Manuel, thanks. Padre, you've served me in a way I shall not forget.
You, my friend, serve always others, never yourself.
Let's go, Kimasabe. Adios.
Hasta la vista.
Get a watch, go.
Come on, Silver.
Adios, Silver! Away!
A week later, Abby Winters heard a horse stop outside her ranch house. Then the sound of someone running up the porch. The door burst open without warning.
What? You did this.
Get out of this house.
I want my child back.
Get out.
You hear me? Give me back my child. You. Oh, I wish I could find words to say, but I think of you.
I ain't got the child, and I won't stand for you being here. And either you get out now, or I'll have you thrown out.
You can't do it.
Clem! Clem! Hi!
They're all at the bunkhouse. They can't hear you.
Then I'll do it my own self.
Just you try it. I won't go. I don't care what the judge said. I don't care how many court orders you got. Alice is my daughter, and you can't have her.
Thunderation, I ain't got her. Now give...
You have.
Just a second. Something behind all this. Just what brought you busting in here with the idea I know where the young'un is? It was you that hid her away.
Don't tell me you don't know.
I tell you...
Your own men have her.
You gone loco?
The same men you sent to make me tell where Alice was.
Say, are you trying to tell me Chris and Spike got the young'un?
As if you didn't know.
But they ain't even working for me. They ain't been on my payroll for 2 weeks.
Don't lie.
Hold on now. Let's get things straight.
Well?
In the first place, how come you know that Spike and Chris got her?
The Redskin told me.
A Redskin?
I believe him. I know who that Redskin is.
All right, who is it?
Tonto, the friend of the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Wait.
You...
There was a masked man and a Redskin here with the day I fired them 2 varmints that were working for me. You mean to say they was the Lone Ranger and Tonto?
I don't know who you saw. All I know is that if it hadn't been for them, your men would have taken a knife to make me talk.
That's them. They're the ones.
But I
can tell you something else. If Spike and Chris got Alice, it ain't you that's striking at. It's me. They done this to get even with me.
Why?
I just got through telling you I fired them. I took a piece of stove wood to them in a bargain. And all on account of the way they went at you that time.
Oh, I didn't know.
Redskin will tell you if you ask him. But don't you get no notions.
Well, I
still ain't got no more use for you than I had afore. Still no blame, well, you got hitched to Bob just because I got cash. And as far as the young'un's concerned, she don't mean nothing to you but a chance to cash in when I'm gone.
Oh, you're hateful.
I ain't no money-grabbing schemer like you are.
And I wouldn't be as selfish and jealous as you are.
Think what you want. What I'd give a heap to know right now is how Spike and Chris found out where you hid the young'un.
I think I know.
Well?
I had it written down. I meant to leave it with friends and in case anything happened to me.
And they got that paper and never told me nothing about it.
I noticed it was gone after they'd left, but I couldn't be sure.
Where's Alice now?
Oh, Tonto said he'd...
You come.
Tonto!
Engine, if you know where that young'un is, you tell me right now.
Tonto got extra horse. You ride.
You taking us there?
I'll rouse out the boys up.
You not do that.
But
you come now. Tell no one.
But I don't see
later
that.
You find out. Now you ride. Come.
The two women, wondering at Tonto's demand for secrecy, were forced to agree to his terms and accompany him. In the meantime, Spike and Chris had made camp in a secluded grove not many miles distant. With them, his hands tied, was Pablo. Conchita was also there, caring for the child.
Do not cry, little one. Conchita is here to keep you safe. Conchita will not let harm come to the little Nina.
Calvesa se grana.
Ah, shut up that noise.
You're the big pig. Someday you will be killed and I will laugh. For why you do nothing, Pablo?
Diablo, if they don't tie my hands, I
reckon you'll stay like you are for a while. And you there, keep that blasted kid from starting a ball again.
Bah. We should never have brought him along, Chris. They're more doggone trouble than they're worth.
We had to have someone along to take care of the kid, didn't we?
We didn't need Pablo.
Suppose you'd have left him behind to hunt us out.
Well,
and if you was figuring on drilling them, that's out. He ain't gonna be wanted for no killing.
Wouldn't make much difference, I reckon. We'll be wanted bad enough as it is.
But we'll be getting even.
Yeah.
Take a hunk of wood to us, would she? Well, she'll wish she hadn't before she's through.
I think we ought to ask for the cash for the kid right away.
Nothing doing.
The sooner we get out of here, the better.
Maybe. But if we just let old Abby figure for a spell that she can't get the young'un back, even for cash, she's going to be just twice as sorry she ever fired us.
I'm wondering about that masked fella and the redskin.
Yeah, why?
Don't suppose they'd be onto us, do you?
Why would they? How would they know we'd found out where the kid was?
I don't know.
And even if they did figure we knew, they wouldn't know. Unless a girl told them.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, why would they make it their business in the first place? Wouldn't be nothing of them, would it? They're outlaws, ain't they?
I reckon, with that one fellow being masked like he is.
Shucks, Spike, you're just worrying about nothing. What I say...
I am? Just look there.
Horseman,
nothing. Two of them is females.
The old lady and the girl.
With the Indian, and they've seen us.
Get back! Rein up where you are! Come a foot closer, and we'll blast you to kingdom come! Rein up them horses! Rein up or kill
through! Not right closer. Them shoot.
I told you. I said we ought to bring the boys along. They'd have cleaned up on them varmint.
There's Alice.
Who's that young couple?
Why, they're the people I left Alice with.
Fine folks you picked out.
The padre told me about them. Said they were good people. Yes, look there. The man Pablo was tied. You can see his hands tied behind him.
Hmm.
Oh, Tano, what will we do?
Them not stay there now. Them know. Them found out.
It was a fool trick coming here alone like this. They aim to vamoose. We can't stop them.
But my child...
Now, quit acting.
I'm going to get her.
They ain't fooling me none at all. Scheming female like you that can't think of nothing but cash ain't got no proper feeling.
You talk of money. You think everyone's after your money. You're so blinded by what you own, you can't see the good in anyone.
Now, let me tell you...
I'll tell you. All I want is my baby. I don't care what you'll leave, Alice, because she's your grandchild. I'll sign away every claim to it. I won't touch a penny.
Fiddlesticks.
And you sit here wondering what to do. I'm riding right into their camp.
Figure we'll stop you, huh?
You can't. Get up there.
Hey, the crazy fool means it. Stop her.
Get back. Stop where you are. I told you I'm shooting by thunder, I will. Get back.
Come on, boy. We won't turn back.
Without looking back or hesitating, Mary rode directly toward the pointed guns of the outlaws. She did not hurry her horse. She did not attempt to slow its pace. Instead, she rode calmly and apparently unafraid, her head held high.
Don't come no closer. I want to have to shoot you. Blast it, stay away.
Keep on, old fellow.
Turn back. Turn back, you loco idiot. I ain't bluffing. Come closer and I'll have to shoot. Go on back. Turn around. I'll have to shoot, I tell you. Have to. Get back where they got the tent. You fool. All right, then, take it.
Chris, split. No covers. Drop those guns or take lead.
The mass man.
Later, in the great living room of Abby Winter's ranch house, the old woman showed Mary a paper and...
You see this here?
The court order.
Giving me the custody of Alice.
Please, Mrs. Winters, if you...
That doggone it, keep still. Look here, see what I'm doing?
Yes.
I'm taking this here court order in my hands, and I'm tearing it up.
But I...
There, that's over with.
I don't understand. You said that...
Just a second, honey. I don't think you're savvy all that happened this afternoon.
What do you mean?
I was talking with Redskin aside. You know, the masked fella didn't have to wait so long before grabbing them crooks. He waited just for one reason.
Yes?
Just to show me up as a blind, cantankerous old fool that I am. Just to show me I was wrong about you from the first, and you got more gumption in your little finger than I got in my whole body. Mary, listen, honey. I ain't very bright, and reckon I've proved by this time ain't so easy to get along with, but if you and Alice would care to come here and live with me,
Abby.
I'd like it fine if you would.
Oh, we will, of course we will. Abby, you're not what I thought you either.
Oh, go on, child. Well, what are you laughing about?
Pablo laughs because he's happy. Is it not so, Conchita?
See, Pablo, see, we are both most happy.
I've been watching the pair of you. There's been quite a bit of the youngster you took care of for a while, don't you?
Oh, senora, she's become to us like our own baby.
You care to stay on the place? You'd like to live here and help raise her?
Oh, si, senora. Si, senora.
Quit it. I can't savvy a word you're saying anyhow. Only I reckon you're saying yes. That suits me just fine.
Hi-yo, silver, away! Come on, Silver, old boy! There's adventure on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver, away!